7505, I am at North Lombard in North New York, heading inbound.
Hey Adam, it's Carrie. So, I'm sure you're calling about your leader. I know she's super late. She's been lost all day. So, normally I would deadhead them to Hollywood and try and get service placed back, but I think she needs to learn the route, and she's very confused. So, I'm going to have her follow you. Why don't you just skip stop, like leave her some passengers here and there to pick up, and I'm going to tell her to follow your bus, because she... So don't let her pass you, though. I'm going to tell her to stay behind you and follow you to learn the route, because she got lost about 5 times.
That's perfect. That's what I was going to suggest, is have her just kind of follow me through, and I'll grab as many as I can until I get to a point where I'm just over full and have her start grabbing people. But yeah, that's what I was going for. She hasn't left yet, and I've already kind of lost her.
She's pulled out. She's back at St. Louis. So just run your route. I'm going to have her run it and try and keep an eye on you so that she can, you know, follow you. And if you want to leave her a person here and there, if you start to get full, that's perfect. So I'm going to let her know. Let me know if you have any trouble, and we'll reevaluate, okay?
Yeah, that sounds good to me. I was trying to console her a little bit because I know she's dealing. She's definitely a little overwhelmed, so I was trying to help her out with that and let her catch her breather or whatnot. So I have no problem with grabbing a bunch of people. I know she'll be just fine. So if you can tell her what you told me, you know, catch up, just stay behind me. I will pretty much do my best to grab every passenger until a certain point here and there, and just try to make it easy on her.
All right, yeah, she's overwhelmed, and I think she's afraid to ask for help from passengers, which, you know, I try to encourage her to ask somebody. So, yeah, we'll get her going. So thank you for helping out. I appreciate it, and I'm going to give her a call at 1012.